we know that many reptiles, like crocodiles, can choose the sex of their offspring by controlling the temperature that the eggs are incubated at. And now it has been revealed that human mothers might also have some influence on whether they have a girl or a boy, not by controlling temperature, but whether or not they like to enjoy a bowl of cornflakes for breakfast. That's what researchers from the University of Exeter here in the UK have found when they carried out a survey of over 700 expectant mums who didn't know whether they were carrying a girl or a boy, and by asking them about what they ate around the time of conception. And Fiona Matthews discovered that women who ate at least one bowl of cereal a day were more likely to have boys than women who frequently skipped breakfast. And this sort of thing has been noticed before. It's quite an interesting phenomenon, actually. During sort of wartime and times of stress and crisis, like the 9/11 bombings and earthquakes and things, quite often, if you look very carefully at the number of boys and girls that are being born, you do see a very slight increase in the number of girls being born. And there's lots of ideas for why that might be. And in fact, there is a global downturn in the number of boys being born, ever so slightly, by about 0.1% since the 1970s. Which
is that because we're all better fed?
No, we're getting increase in the number of girls, which means,
oh, I see.
Which is the
so
other
how
way.
Do you explain
so fewer
that,
boys. Maybe it's something to do with stress. It's one of these things. There's likely to be lots of things that might be affecting it, but this one particular study could hint that it's in terms of, you know, the food we're getting and the sort of when times are good and resources are going well. The theory is that if resources are abundant and you've got lots of food and times are good, having boys is better because a boy that is bigger and more manly is actually better himself at having babies, but a weedy man is less likely to do so. So that's not such a good way of passing on your own genes. In fact, when resources and when times are bad, having girls is better. And possibly it's also to do with building up a population after a disaster.
I was going to say, because the one thing that we need to reinforce is that women can have babies and men can't. Men can just make them.
Absolutely,
so it's better to have a big pool of women not having
factor.
Babies.
Yeah.
And then when times are good, then you make lots of men. And then they make lots of babies using all this population of women that's
the women
up
are needed. Without
are
women, there'll be no babies. Without men either. But, you know, the women are, it's the bottom line that's where they come from. So maybe that's it. It could be. I mean, there's, as I say, likely to be lots of reasons, but that could be one of them. So if you want a boy, if you want to have a go at eating lots of cereal, that might be a way of doing it.
Just to finish here, that on the subject of landmines, Peter of Carbrook wants to know if is a plural of a mongoose, is it mongooses or mongeese? I think it's mongeese, but what do you think, Helen?
I would go with mongeese.
Okay, well, if you have a theory on that, then do get in touch. Email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.